life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Okay, now next on the tee with me is Luke Newland. Luke is the co-owner of Whiskey Run Golf Club up in Port Colborne, which is in Ontario, Canada. They are a family-run golf course, and they have been for over 30 years. Luke is the co-founder also of Birdie, which is a golf tee sheet software that helps course owners maximize their revenues and get tee times booked and paid for online. And I'm excited that I get to have Luke as part of the show with me tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Luke, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.
Luke, from reading about Whiskey Run, I know your family has been dedicated to the course for over 30 years now. How'd your family get involved with it?
Yeah, my father built it back in 1989, started off as a nine-hole course, turned into 18 in 1992 and 27 holes in 97. And recently, in the last couple of years, we converted our original nine, which is more of an executive style nine. We've turned that into a 10-hole course. We got 28 holes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So talk about them. Talk about the fox, the serpent, and the owl. What do people see when they get out there and play the golf courses?
Yeah, so the owl, the original course, is kind of cut through the trees, a little shorter, more of an executive style. It's a fun nine to play. A lot of gambling happens on that course. We've got the fox course, which is sort of parkland style, a couple of holes cut through the trees, but then some nice open holes there. And then the serpent is our the final nine that was built in 97, and that's it has more of a link style. It's more open, but there's a lot of water on it that comes into play on seven of the nine holes, actually.
And Luke, I love what you guys have on your website regarding your driving range. You say, don't practice until you get it right. Practice until you can't get it wrong. Talk about the driving range and the opportunity as well to get some lessons there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very fortunate actually to have a great teaching professional in our PGA Pro, Jeff Roy, here. And I mean, the driving range, yeah, practice, practice until you can't get it wrong. That's a great, great quote. I love that because that's just it, right? You don't practice, you get it right. And then you're like, okay, we can go. So many guys you see on the driving range, oh, hit that good one. Let's go to the tee. And then they get to the tee and it's just a mess.
Right.
So you just keep going until you keep hitting those good ones. Say it with all the guys that I've played with before too. It's just, no, don't stop. Just keep going. Remember what that feels like. Yeah.
You guys have a couple of tournaments coming up in the next few weeks and a very special event on Saturday, July 29th. Talk about what's coming up.
Yeah, so on July 29th, that's actually a tournament my sister, because in the golf course at Whiskey Run, we have it's a family-owned operated. I have three siblings, older sister and two older brothers. My sister and my one brother are still involved, as well as my parents, so... My sister had a son named Grayson who had heart issues when he was born. So he's been to Sick Kids Hospital here in Toronto, Canada. They've done phenomenal work with him. I'm happy to say he's like a very healthy boy now. He's 7 years old and doing fantastic. But so we put on a charity event for Sick Kids Hospital and the Labatt Family Heart Center there in Toronto every year. And she, after this year, she'll be up over $100,000 raised for that. And so that's a really, that's one near and dear to our heart.
Luke, I got to be honest with you. I'm intrigued by your stay and play deal. Talk about the Barrel House. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, the Barrel House is an old farmhouse that can actually, we can sleep up to 12 people in there. So we get some groups of guys come in for weekends, bunch of rounds of golf, staying there, get three groups of four. I can fit in there nice. It's got a big open kitchen. Back, the backyard of it sits on the ninth green of the Serpent course. So you can see groups as they come in right off the back deck as you're barbecuing. And I mean, it steps away from our clubhouse as well. So you got everything kind of right there.
Yeah, it looks like a great place to have a buddies trip. I know my buddies and I, we enjoy getting together once a year and going to different places. That looks like an absolutely perfect place for something like that.
Yeah, it's a nice setup for the groups of guys for sure.
Luke, where did the idea to start Birdie come from?
Well, Birdie was started out of frustration in the golf industry with technology. So about a decade straight before we started Birdie back in 2020, I was going through, I've been working mainly in the pro shop on the front line and looking for software that would work, that would really elevate our golf course. And after trying all of them in the industry, I got pretty fed up. And actually my now co-founder of mine, Zach, he referenced me over to Square to use as a point of sale system. So I saw Square, went deep into it, and I was like, okay, this is fantastic. Let's go with this. There was one problem. There was no T-sheet. No T-sheet involved, which meant, okay, well, I was literally ready to go in paper and pen T-sheet and using Square. And luckily, after some deep Googling, I came across our the co-founder and the mastermind, the genius behind the software that is Birdie, Michael, and we were able to connect and get things rolling because he got started out of his frustration within golf as well. And so there was a mutual sort of frustration that we pulled together. We alpha tested it with Mike Horse in 2020. Now my average age of golfer is 70 years plus at my golf course. And before we implemented Birdie, we were seeing maybe about 20% of our golfers booking and only a fraction of a percent actually paying online. And implementing Birdie, making it easy and simple, we were able to get that number up over 90% of our golfers booked and paid online. We like to say that we're not a golf tech company. We're a tech company in golf. And that means just we're cutting edge technology and we're innovating and using that, the Kaizen methodology, continuous improvement. That's what we've been doing since day one. One of the biggest things I'll say, as I'm on a roll here, is that, one of our biggest improvements, innovations in golf that I haven't seen anybody else do is we got rid of usernames and passwords. So we threw them out the door. No
really?
More usernames, passwords. That's right. Yeah. They're gone. It's just your phone number. All you got to do is have your phone number. We send you a text. You put in the code. You're logged in. You book. It's that easy.
Wow. So just so everybody out there that's involved in running a golf course or in a pro shop, when you use the Birdie system, I'm assuming it's attached to your website. You go in there to try to book a tee time. You can go in there, pick your tee time, pay for that tee time. You're done. All you're doing is showing up to the golf course and saying, Hey, the Mascaro foursome's here.
That's it. Exactly it. Our goal is to make it simple and easy for the golfer and for the golf course. So nobody likes sitting in line. I know I especially hated it working at the front line in the pro shop, and I'd have a lineup out the door of people just like waiting to check in, pay. And now it's just check in, you're off. You're saying hi. You get the opportunity to actually upsell as well as in pro shop merchandise because you're not having to spend all that time to check each individual in, get them paid. No, because it's all taken care of. So now it's maybe you can sell a logo ball or two from your golf course. And that's what, this is born out of.
There you go. Luke, with all the great things that you've done over the course of the years there at Whiskey Run, what are some of the favorite stories that you've heard or been involved with?
My favorite story. I think there was one really cool one on one of our club event days where we had two hole-in-ones on the same hole, only like two groups apart. So I was out on the course kind of driving around during the event. And sure enough, you hear this roar. It's like, go check it out. And pop over, hole in one, unbelievable. High fives everywhere. Super excited. I'm like, all right, congrats. Best of luck on the next few holes. Drive off. Not too long later, same pole, same roar. go back, not another hole in one. It was insane. I'm like, okay, what's, it's like 12,500 to one to get a hole in one, right? Like, what is the chances of two happening on the same hole, two groups away from each other? That was, I mean, that was pretty mind blowing for me. That's great though.
Luke, for the folks down here in the States, when we hear Ontario, Canada, we think A, cold, and B, this time of year when it's 95 degrees with 100% humidity, we think colder would be nice. What's the range of good golf weather up there in Ontario?
Good golf weather. We get 5 to 6 solid months where I'm at. And we're probably, you know, May till the end of September is always solid. And then if we're lucky, we can get earlier. We've had it early as March where it's been beautiful right on. Yeah, it all depends where we're located. We're just south of Niagara Falls in Ontario, Canada.
Yeah. So to that point, for those folks who aren't as familiar with Ontario, you're not far from Lake Erie or Buffalo for that matter. Give our listeners kind of a perspective for where you're at.
Yeah, we're like a pitching wedge away from Lake Erie. I guess it all depends on how far you hit a pitching wedge, about 100 yards or so. And I'm 15 minutes from Buffalo.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, for our listeners that want to stay up to date with you and everything that's going on up there at Whiskey Run, whether it's on your website or on social media, how can they do it?
Yeah, they can go to, you can go to birdie.com, BIRRDI.com. Even if you want to take the software for a test run, you can take a look. You can actually start up your own course, see how it looks, test it out. You can pretend you're a golfer and book on one of our test tee sheets. The whiskeyrun.com, that's WHISKYRUN.com. There's no E in whiskey in Canada, contrary to popular belief. There's actually a cool story behind like how you spell whiskey. I don't know if you ever heard this before.
I have not, please.
So if you're going to spell, to know where you, to know how to spell whiskey, depending on what country you're in, you just look in whether or not the country has an E in its name. If it does, like say United States, typically spell whiskey with an E in it. Ireland spells whiskey with an E in it. But Scotland, Canada, Japan, no E.
Wow. All right. Very
good way
cool.
to know.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, where Whiskey Run was born out of was actually when my father first built the course in 89, when they were laying the irrigation pipes for that first nine, they came up with a bunch of whiskey bottles. So as they're taking up
right?
the irrigation line, yeah, and they wrote, the guys who did the template for the irrigation lines, they wrote Whiskey Run at the top of it. And my dad's like, yep, that's a good name.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Luke, it has been great having you as part of the show tonight. I hope you'll come back. Keep us updated on all the great things that are going on up there. It sounds like a great place. And like I say, a great buddies trip is just waiting to happen up there. So 100%. I hope you'll come back and join me again sometime.
Absolutely. And if anybody listening, if their golf course booking system is frustrating for them, tell them to get Birdie.
There you go.
B-I-R-D-I, brother. There you go.
Luke, take care, my friend. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
Chris, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
See you, Luke.
Take care.
That is Luke Newland. N-I-E-U-W-A-L-N-D is the spelling of his last name. WhiskeyRun.com is the website where you can go out and check out the 3 9-hole courses, plus their stay-and-play packages. And Luke is all over social media. You can find him on Instagram. You can find him on LinkedIn. You can find him out there on YouTube doing some fantastic videos. You want to see a little bit of the golf course and see some of the great stuff they're doing, go out there online and check it out and follow Luke, because he's a hoot to follow. A really fun guy doing really good things. Again, Birdie, B-I-R-R-D-I, for our golf course folks out there that are looking for a better way. It seems like Luke has found that better way for you. So go out there and check that out, and you get to try it for free. How great is that? Anyway, Luke's fantastic. I really enjoyed the time. And hopefully we get to stay up to date with the great things he's doing and have him back on the show again a little bit later on in the year.